She arrived at the cafeteria and sat down at the table with Anna and the Pritchards without even collecting her breakfast first. She slapped the letter on the table in front of her. "Who's that from?" Anna asked. "Peyton," she said. "Who's Peyton?" asked Constance. "Her boyfriend," Anna said.
Fucking salty ass Anna.
Alexandra wasn't really comfortable with hearing Anna say it out loud like that, but Constance and Forbearance both perked up immediately.
"Alexandra, quick, you have a bow!" Constance said.
"Shh!" Alexandra looked around. "Yell it to the whole school, why don't you?" Constance blushed.
"Oh, I'm terrible sorry, Alex, dear. I didn't know it's a secret."
"It's not a secret, exactly. I just..." Forbearance leaned forward with excitement.
"We uns had no inkling. You never mentioned no chub to us,"
Constance said accusingly. "He's just, well, for one thing, he's in Roanoke territory." Alexandra stared down at the letter.
"But they're reading my mail!"
"Who's reading your mail?" Anna asked.
"Mr. Grew! Mr. Grew is reading your mail?"
Cautiously, Alexandra opened Peyton's letter, and her mouth dropped open in horror.
"What is it?"
Constance asked, concerned.
"Did he break up with you?"
Oh, God, it's so fucking obvious on a reread. It's so obvious.
"Oh,"
Alexandra said.
"He sent me a poem."
"Oh!"
Constance and Forbearance exclaimed, clasping their hands together.
"That's so romantic," Forbearance said. "You was a lucky gal," Constance said.
"No, I'm not."
Alexandra's face was red.
"I'm getting love letters from my boyfriend, and Mr. Crew is reading them. Stop looking at me like that. It's not funny."
She laid her forehead against Peyton's letter, while Anna tried to keep a straight face.
"But why would Mr. Grew read your mail?"
Constance asked.
"For my own protection," Alexandra mumbled, with her face still pressed against the table. "Apparently I've gotten 2 cursed packages already."
Constance gasped.
"Someone sending you curses? That's awful."
Alexandra folded up the letter.
"Anna, I'm going to tell Peyton and Julia to address their letters to you."
"To me? Why?"
"Because then they'll come to you and you can give them to me, and Mr. Grew won't be reading my personal mail."
"You could just..."
"Fuck me."
"You could just tell Peyton not to write you any more poems,"
Anna said.
She's so thirsty.
"You could just tell Peyton not to write you any more poems," Anna said.
Her smile faded beneath Alexandra's glare.
"They are trying to protect you."
"Peyton and Julia aren't going to send me curses."
"Okay, okay," Anna said, acquiescing.
Constance put her chin in her hand and looked off across the cafeteria wistfully.
"I still say you was a lucky gal. I sure wish some boy would send me poems."